to splash water on him, and especially the husband is sick, so that will not accommodate the husband. So it means, if it's Tuchal Izoya, in other words, if there are children around, a brother, a sister, someone who can do it. But if there is no one around, then the implication is that she is allowed to be Reichitz for Nagyar Levragov, even though it involves Nagyar. But Nagyar is Oseah. The answer is, Nagyar is Oseah, but not in a hardship situation where the husband is sick. But, so then, if the Zaini says, but suppose the wife is sick, suppose the wife is sick, the nido, then it's so all tashmishim amuta. Even though the other tashmishim also come within the achokes. But suppose she has to eat with him at the same table. At the same table. Or suppose as she's staying in bed, so they stretch out the table the way they do it in the hospitals. And then she'll feel better. If the husband will also eat at the same table, then it's mutter. Even though normally, under normal circumstances, it's osir. But the Chachamim didn't apply these achokes in the case of sickness, even if it's a chelishim sakone. But also the Bible riga book in the nishamsho kegein vahakimo ulashkimo v'samcho. This kind of tashmish, of negiye mamish, this kind of negiye, so that is osir. According to the mechal. So yishochel avi nido so levayro ligabo kedin nishamsho kilakimo lashkimo lisamcho. According to the mechal there, but the Ramo says this is the psak of the mechal. But the Ramo says v'yeshemrin dimein lo mishamsheno muta bechol v'chein neyagin imtzricho har lekach. The Ramo is chelik on the sheet of the mechal. The Ramoshita is that even if she is the one who is sick, and even though it's only a chilashem isakone, the Ruch HaShulchan says that it means even a chilashem isakone, it's sincere. So even if she is only a chilashem isakone, so b'mokim chili, even nikiya mamish of lokimo lashkimo ulisomcho is also muta. Is also muta. Now, the Dark Mesha says the Dark Mesha in Simen Kuf Tzadik Hei mentioned in Osvov, so he mentions Vanim Otsosi Hagoye Bimordechai Perikish Kamdi Shabbos שקוסרו, וזה אומר שני, קוסר ורם, זה צריך למי אמרו תדע, אוי סום שנזורים, ליגה בין שיסייר מידייס, כשאין חילייס, שזהו חסידה של שטוס. So you see, I mean, so the Maram Rutenberg, the Maram Moin Dark Mesha mentions that it's even a chesidah shtus. But the Mechaber doesn't say that. So in other words, there is a machlekes. According to the Maram Rutenberg, it's a chesidah shel shtus, and the Maram Rutenberg also has reference to the case where she is the sick one, not where the husband is the sick one, but where she is the sick one. But so that's why the Ramo says v'yeshem. The Ramo says v'yeshem. Now what the Mechaber says is the Trumas Adeshem. Simen Reish Nunbeis, the Beragel mentions. This is the Trumas Adeshem. But v'yeshem in the name of Mishin Shamsheno Muta Bechol. הגוי שעבדורי והגוי סמורדכי פרקם נשאבס בשם מורם וכן היגי אם צריכו הרב לכך. So you see, over there he mentioned the whole lotion of the Maram Rutenberg that it's a chesidah shel shtus. But here he doesn't mention the whole lotion because of the covet of the Mechaber, because then it would look derach covet towards the Mechaber, because the Mechaber he passes like the Trumas Adeshem that it's also if she is only a chesidah shel shtus. So also we buy a legal. Why? So the Shach explains that it's not that the Trumas Adeshem holds that all the achokes apply even to a case where the husband or the wife is sick. No, in the case where he is the sick one, so then if there is no one else available, so then she can be rechetzes upon of Yodav Raglo, even though it involves Nigi. But in the case where she is sick, so then there is, it's more humble, because leke, because ikalimeichash lehag laveil. Ikalimeichash lehag laveil. All right. I once delivered a lecture about 4 years ago in Los Angeles. And that lecture was sponsored by Beis HaKnesses, Beis Yaakov, and also the NCSY. And the agreement was at that time that there were about 1,000 people who were at the lecture. And they charged money, $5 for every admission fee to come in. And the agreement was that 50% will go to the NCSY and 50% will go to Yeshivas Brisk. I still didn't get the money, the 50%, not even $1. But anyway, there were about 1,000 people at that lecture, and the topic of the lecture was the role of the Jewish woman. And then there were questions. So one man, a big chotzuf and big amoret, and apparently he studied in yeshiva. Not apparently, I know he studied in a certain yeshiva at one time. And then he was mischametz, and he thought that he was a big lamban. So he said, in his question, he said that the Shulchan Aruch has a very negative attitude towards the woman. And he knew the halacha mentioned in Siftes Vav, and the halacha mentioned in Siftes Zayin. And he knew, and as a matter of fact, he probably even was aware of the Shach in Sif Yutes, because he mentioned it. And he said that the Shulchan Aruch has such a negative attitude towards the woman, in other words, the health and the safety and the well-being of a man is much more important, according to Shulchan Aruch, than the health and the safety and the well-being of the woman. He says, if the husband is sick, so then the rabbis, they are ready to dispense with all kinds of obligations. So if the husband is sick, Rabbi Joseph Caro says that it's all right to have Negev. But if the woman is sick, well, her health and her well-being is not so important, does not deserve a dispensation of the rabbinic lecture. That's what he said. I'm a big chotzer and a big amoret. So I told him, on the contrary, kol mokein she poschol hamini, so chuvosom bitzidon. I mentioned that my chazal. I said, dafke this source that you mentioned refutes your allegation and shows the nonsense of your proposition. Because on the contrary, how does the Shach explain it? It's this Shach is expressive of the positive attitude that the halacha and the rabbis have of the woman. In other words, that the rabbis consider the woman spiritually and morally superior to the man. Because if the husband is sick, so then Nigi is muter. If there is no one else available who can help the husband, get up and walk, so Nigi is muter. So why? Because we are not afraid that the woman will take advantage of the sickness of the husband and try to entice the husband, because the woman is spiritually and morally more reliable, more trustworthy. But if the woman is sick and the husband is in good health, the husband cannot be trusted, because men on the whole are less mild than women. So everybody applauded me, and then I found out that this man, together with his wife, are leaders of the movement of the women's lib. Anyway, So this is the psak of the Ramo. The Mechaber paskens like the Tumas Hadeshet, that if the woman is sick, so then it's also lubayol ligam because of the gzeira of her abudov. But the Ramo says no, like the Maram Gutenberg. The main one is shamsheno muta becholinyan v'chein neyagin im tzricha habelikach im bailo reifei also im mashish lo hadevik. Now there are many who misunderstand this Mechaber. There are many Bnito who misunderstand this Mechaber because they didn't go over what the Orach HaShulchan says. Now, so there are many who assume that when Mechaber says in Bailo Reife also Limashish Lo Adeifek, so it means that the Mechaber paskins that even if the woman is a Chile Sheyesh B'Sakon and he has to feel her pulse, so the husband is not allowed. Why? Because of a certain suffix that the Bais Yosef mentions in the Bais Yosef, in the Speirush HaNetuvim. So he mentions only as a possibility, but Chas V'Sholem that the Mechaber should pass in that Lidine. He mentions it perhaps according to the Rambam, so it's also. But that's not his Achoy. Now, there is a Chuvis HaRambam. There is a Chuvis HaRambam. The Ramban says that if the woman is sick and the husband is a doctor, even if the woman is a chile sheibis, so he's allowed to feel her pulse, even though it involves negir, so it's allowed. Why? Because this is only osam d'rabbonon. So since it's osam d'rabbonon, so mimele, so bimokim chayli, the chachomim din tasa. Chachomim din tasa. Or this is in line with what the Maram Rutenberg says. The main one, Misha Isham Sheno Muta Becholinyan. I mean, the Maram Rutenberg says that it's a chesidah shel shnuz, he says. So, why? Because even Bachir Sheim is upon. So the Ramban says the same thing. The Bais Yosef mentions in this Simen, this Ramban, and he mentions it Laloch. So he says, so then the Bais Yosef says that one could say, he doesn't say it, he says that one could say that perhaps the Ramban says so because the Ramban lishitose. Because the Ramban lishitose. That kiruv bosom. So he's only a Nisan Rabbonon. Some mele, when the woman is sick, even if she is a chilo sheim is a kone, so the chachomim didn't ask. Mashein kine koni to the Rambam. The Rambam says that kol amechabi kumenashik derech tayim. So he's chayiv malkes, it's a love deraise. So in mele we could argue that even bachina sheyesh misakone it's also. Because of Abizrahi deraise. So then the shach, this is what the Bais Yosef says in the Peirush HaMitu. So then the Shach is masik on the Bais Yosef. And he says, how could we say that this halacha that the Ramban mentions is only true only with the Ramban shit? But according to the Ramban, that kiruv posar is also with the Raise, and there is halacha that Gila Raise, Yoyla Yaveir, and the Arashemi would say that if Mabizrai the Raise is also Yoyla Yaveir, so maybe we could say that even Bachile Sheyesh Bisakone, so it's Yoyla Yaveir. But the Rambam, when he says that there is a chiyuv malkes, so only he says derech taive. But if not derech taive, so of course there is no Yisrael Raise. If one is minashik achise abdelo, the Rambam says, my tipshin, the vroser, not that there is a Yisrael Raise, I mean, how could it occur to anybody's mind? Here it's not derech taive, he does it because of health, because of refuah. So how could there be, so what difference does it make whether We agree with the Shiva Rambam or agree with the Shiva Rambam. That's the asoge of the Shach. Because of this, so there are many who assume that when the Mechaber says in Bailo Reife, also the Mashish will have the fake. So it means even if he's a Chayla Sheyesh B'Sakon. But that's inconceivable, as the Orach HaShulchan points out. It's inconceivable. First of all, Even if it had been so, that the Bais Yosef really felt that, according to the Rambam, that kiruv bosom involves an isa deraisa, so mimele, even shaloi derech taiva, there is an isa deraisa. So mimele, if it involves an isa deraisa, so it's a b'sarai deraisa, yod lo yavim. But only according to the Rambam, not according to the Rambam, when it's a shayle of piklach nefesh, so there is a klal, sofim nefoshes lehokl. I mean, we cannot pass it. If there is a machlekes resheni, if there is a machlekes resheni, whether it is yod lo yavim or it's not yod lo yavim, so we have to pass it likule. So, how is it that the Mechaber Paskins in Bible Revi also the Mashal Adefik? So it's impossible that the Mechaber has reference to a case where the woman who is in Ido is a Chir She'eh Misakoni. The Mechaber has reference to the case where the woman is a Chir She'eh Misakoni. But the Mechaber, the Shito say, because in Sifte Zion he says, he passed by a Tumas Adeshen, Isho Chir Ovi in Ido, so also the Bible will leave also the Bible Liga Bok and Shamchel Akimul Ashkimul Samcho because of the Xer of Erdel Dobo. So Mele he says, suppose he's a doctor, he has to take your pulse, he has to take your hand. So even that is also, if he's a Chilish and Misakone. But if he's a Chilish and Misakone, then the Mechaber will agree that it's Mutter. And if the Mechaber cheat had been, if the Mechaber had referenced it into a Chilish Eim Zakone, wouldn't the Mechaber spell it out? I mean, such a deen has to be left to implication, I mean, and not to be spelled out, such a Chidesh, I mean, such a Chumre, such a strange Chumre, so the Mechaber will not even spell it out, I mean, it's inconceivable. So the Rashulchon says that all that the Mechaber does is the B'syosef says, he says, we cannot mention. So first of all, the B'syosef mentions it la'aloche, that if Bailo Reife, so the Ramban says, it's mutar with mashish la'adefek, even if he's a chil ha'shem is a kohen. So he says, eladiyei shleima, he says, the l'taymos, in other words, you cannot deduce this aloha, the time was the sphere of the Nigias Nido in the Rabono, Avla Ramba, the Nigias Alvasur Nateve, Hoche Avopishish Pukach Nevesh, Efsha Diosa, we could say, this is how the Hashokon explains it, we could say Efsha Diosa, Mishum Abizrael Gilarais. So, but not that he comes to that conclusion, but when the Mechaber passes Lidine, and he says in Bailo Reife also the Machish Lo'adafek, so he has reference only to a case of Chil She'eh Misakone, not to a case of Chil She'eh Misakone. Now, Ufi Machish Safti, so this is the Mechaber says, and the Or HaShulchan says. But then we encounter a certain difficulty in the Lashon of the Ramon. Ufi Machish Safti, the Neyagim Heter, in Tzricheilo, the Mimash Mishlo, Koshki, the Mutter, the Machish Lo'adafek. Im ein Reife Achim und Zrichoimov wie jeh Sakone Becholim. So, it's Mashma from the Russian of the Ramor that only if jeh Sakone Becholio it's Mutter. But if jeh Sakone Becholio, it's Oser. But the Ramor himself just finished saying wie jeh Shem in die Meinwa Mishi Sham Shema Mutter Bechol. And that's the Maram Rutenberg even says that it's a Chosi Cheyte, the one who is Machmir. Even vis-a-vis a Chil She'eh Misakone, and Ramo passed like that. So how can he say now, Ufi Mashi Kosafti Neyagim Heter, Yim Tzri Chayla Vim Mash Mishlo, Koshki Limuta Lamashu La'adofek, Yim Yirei V'yachei, U Tzri Chayla V'yei Sakone Bechelyo, the implication being, that if ain't Sakone Bechelyo, it's also, when Ramo just finished passing, that even Chil She'eh Misakone, there is no chashi there. So the Hashulchan says, and even though, I mean, it might involve a little dechak in the lotion, but there is no other pshat. There is no other considerable pshat, except what the Hashulchan says. Before the Mechaber passed that by Chil She'eh Misakone also the Bible did that, but Chil She'eh Misakone the Mechaber is also made. Even though he said that we cannot deduce from the Ramban according to the Rambam. So he says we cannot deduce, but the din is that way anyway. Even though there is no hechach from the Ramban, but the din is so anyway. So he paskins, but vis-a-vis Chil She'eh Misakone, the Mechaber paskins that also the Bible did. So then he said, so when the Mechaba says, in Bailavim fe yosol shala defek, he also means, chile shein bisakon. Chile shein bisakon. So then, now the Ramo says, ma shikosach. Then he again had to mix the chile of the mashish lo. So he can, it, there it involves more than gear. He constantly has to touch her, he has to change her position constantly. Maybe she has to do it every 10 minutes. He has to change her position. So the Ram Rutenberg passes that it's mutter. So coaching the mutter, the mashla, which is only for a moment. I mean, there is much more nigir involved in Sif the Zion than in Sif Yud Zion. Sif the Zion, she constantly has to move him from to the left side, to the right side, this way, that way. So even that is mutter. Certainly, this kind of nigir that is only for a moment is certainly mutter. Koshkin, the mutter limashish lo adrifek, imen reife achir, utzri chaylev. And he says, v'yeis akona b'chol yo. So the Hashulchan explains, so then, it is mutter even according to Mechaba. But according to the Ramo, it is mutter even v'yeis akona b'chol yo. This is how the Hashulchan. Of course, there is a slight dechak in the Loshi. But there is no other way of explaining the Ramo. You certainly couldn't say that Ramo is saying here only in the case of Yeis HaKone B'chol Yo. But in Bechel Shevis HaKone, it's also when Ramo just finished saying that even Bechel Shevis HaKone, it's better to be mashishim and to change his position constantly all the time. So like Haskama V'chamo, to take the pulse for a moment, that it's better Bechel Shevis HaKone. So what it means, even though the woman is chayim b'sakone, kol shkin dimuta lemashva adeifek im reafeir. So im reafeir. So then it's muter according to pesachat ramor. But with chayim b'sakone b'chol yo, then it is muter likul alme even according to mechaber. But according to ramor, it's muter even without sakone. So when the Ramo says, this is how the Hashulchan explains the Ramo. When he says, "V'yeis akone b'chol yo," so then it is muter alim b'kula. But according to the psak of the Ramo, so it's muter even if she is a chile, she is. Now let's see the shach. Now he mentioned the washing of the Bes Yosef. U'miyu machil misukam yishom reif him ashkasat mishom yishom Ramban. As a matter of fact, the Ramban says even without Sakone, it's muter. But he mentions Loi mi boy, the Jewish Ramban says, Loi mi boy, if it's Pikach Nefesh, certainly it's muter. But he says, even if she's a Chil Shem Sakone, it's also muter. Because the Chachomim didn't ask. So El the Yishleima the time also the spirale the Nigias Nido any old Rabbah Avla Rambam the Nigias Yar Vasum Atire Hocham Al Pishish Bechonevis Efshad the Osam Shemal Bris Vayu Garais Vitzorchi. So the Hashulchan says the Bes Yosef only means there is no hechach that the same thing that the Ramban says is true according to the Rambam. There is no hechach. So, but he says Efshad, but there's no hechach, but it's very likely that even according to the Rambam, the Bes Yosef would say this thing. So the male of the Mechaba paskens only in the case of Chil Shem Zakone, not in the case of Chil Shem Zakone. The Chimkos Vaterazok, Veinire, the Vadai of the Rambam, like Isa the Raisi, and like Shay Sikin, the Rechtai and Chibes Bin, Mashin Kinoch, the Chinamine Kaposhu Cherif in Israel, the Mashmishima, Hadofet, Adefik Shalisho, Afil Shishi, Shemiz Chovim, Afro Pishin, Shrif Machirim, Chovim, the Chinesim, Shomin, Shimushim, Alpidaki of Fuo, Elo Hadova Poshut, Mushikosaf, Vizen Nira da Azara, the Lil Bisif Kun Zayan, Mashma Midwolf Kiaramba, Uch Mushikosaf, the Khan Bisif Kot Nyud, Vihan Hito Mishadev. Vihan Hito Mishadev. So, Mikom okay, Bein Sakone, also with Bailo, the Mashi Shadefe Kishenido, Uch Dise Vichumis Ramban, Uvidivri Arab. Now, so the Hashulchan points out when the Shach says Bein Sakone also the Bailo, he doesn't mean in the case where the woman is a chelo, but a chelo shame is a kono. He means Bein Sakono when the woman is not a chayla altogether. So then it's also naturally it's also then there is a nisan chava. But if the woman is a chayla, but a chayla sheim is a kana, then the Ramban says that it's mutter. But how can we explain the Bais Yosef? I mean, how can the Bais Yosef say efshar Bais Yosef? All right, the Ruach HaShulchan is right. The Bais Yosef only says it efshar Bais Yosef. But how could there even be Salkei Daitoch that is Yosef? According to the Rambam, the Shach is right. I mean, when is there a Nisa Deraisa? There is a Nisa Deraisa only when it's Derech Taime. But if it's not Derech Taime, there is no Nisa Deraisa. So, the pshat in the Bais Yosef is this. Now, first of all, I want to mention something. From this Bais Yosef, there is a big chiddush. The Chafetz Chaim mentions it many places as a double poshut, but it's not such a double poshut. So, the Chafetz Chaim mentions in many places that on the Yisr of Nido, so it's your Yavam. In other words, suppose an Anos will force a Yisrael that he should cohabit with his wife while she's an Yavam. And if not, he'll kill him. So he has to be misanefesh himself. The Chafetz Chaim mentioned that it's a double poshut. Actually, the Bais Yosef says that. That's probably the reason as to why the Chafetz Chaim mentions it as a double poshut, because the Chafetz Chaim knew very well of this Bais Yosef. But the Chinuch in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so he says that the halacha of Yoim Bal Yaveh is only on those arayas where Kedushin is not tefis. Let's say Shishish, or Achisei, or the older Kremis, that Kedushin is not tefis, Elvis, arayas. But those Noshim where Kedushin is tefis, so there is no Yoim Boyan. So the Minchas Chinuch says, from this Noshim it's mashma, the Chere, that according to the Chinuch, it's not Yoim or Yaveh and Nidom, and he's a Nidom. Let's say if an Anos will force an Israel to be Boa Lishti Nido, or if not, he'll be killed, so he does not have to be Misanevish himself. So the Mechas Chinuch says, no, but he also assumed like the Bais Yosef. He also apparently assumed like Bais Yosef. So there is an Issa Kores, some Mele, there should be Yoim Yavir and Issa Nidom. So then he says that he thinks that when the Chinuch says only by those Noshim where Kedushin is not Tefes, he only meant to exclude, let's say, like Krushal Likin Godel, Krushal Likin Hedyet, Almon Likin Godel, Mamzeres, Isur Lav. But he didn't mean to exclude Nidom. Nido, even though Kedushin is tefes, but there is an Issa Kores. So it has the Chinuch of Arayis. But the Pashtus Haloshim of the Chinuch is not like that. The Chinuch doesn't say, if the Chinuch had meant that, he should say that it's Yoim Yaveh only on those Noshim where there is a Chinuch Kores, not on those where there is only Malkis. The Chinuch says there is Yoim Yaveh only on those Noshim where Kedushin is not tefes. So Nido Kedushin is tefes. So the Shittas HaChinuch is that there is no Yoim Bal Yaveh. There is no Yoim Bal Yaveh and Issa Nidom. So I heard from my father Zechinuch Roche that the Pshat is very simple. Because Nido, even though there is an Issa Kores, it's not an Issa Arayis. It's an Issa Kores. It's a beer for which there is an Issa Kores. Just as there is an Issa Kores for Chile, for Dam. So for that beer, there is an Issa Kores. This is an Issa that is Osa Bal Biishte. So how is it shaykh to say that every time a woman, every month, when a woman becomes an Ido, she becomes an Elv? It's an Issa Kores, but it's not an Elv. Insofar as the love of Velisho and Yastemus on the Sikhu Vuligalis of Osa, so there it doesn't depend upon Issa Elv or not Issa Elv. That love is mentioned daft in connection with Nito. That depends upon the Issa of Arayis. Upon the Issa of Arayis, some Mimele, Nido, that is also a Bailo, also So it's not an Isar Marayis, it's an Isar of Nino. So Mila, there is no Yoigal Yaakov. But the Bes Yosef Shita is not like that. That's the Shita of the Chinuch. Now the Ritva in Psochim mentions in the name of Rabbi Horo Zal that an Isar Nino it is Yoigal Yaakov. But that is not in conflict with what the Chinuch says, because many point out that the Chaber of the Chinuch was Rabbi Nahum Halevi, and the Rebbe of the Ro, of the Rebbe of the Ritva, was also Rabbi Nahum Halevi. But it's two different Rabbi Nahum Halevis. The Rebbe of the Ritva was the Rabbi Nahum Halevi, the Mechaber of the Berek Abayis, who was Masik on the Teras Abayis of the Rashbo. But the Mechaber of the Chinuch was another. He was a contemporary of the Berek Abayis, and he was a and his name was also Rabbi Nahum Halevi, but it's a different Rabbi Nahum Halevi. So in Mele, there is a machlekes between the Chinuch and the Ro. So according to the Chinuch, so there is no Yoigal Yaver, Ani Sanido, and according to the Ro, the Baal Berek Abayis, the Rebbe of the Ritva, there is Yoigal Yaver. So the Bes Yosef is like the Ro, not like the Baal Chinuch. Then, in the Shailas Yitzhuvah Sibnei Yoshua, that's the grandfather of the Chidushe Ibn Yeshua al-Shas. So he is the child, whether it's Yoig Val Yaveh and Isanido. In other words, so he comes to the conclusion that and Isanido it's not Yoig Val Yaveh. And he says what my father said. My father didn't see the Pnei Yeshua. I mean, we didn't have the Pnei Yeshua in those days. So the Shalom Tshuvah Pnei Yeshua says the same thing. He says that the Isa Nido is an Isa Kores, but it's not an Isa Arayas. And he says that is a Raya. The fact that the Nido is a Asur Lebailo, it's not Shayach to say that the wife of a person is and becomes every month an Elva to her husband. She's Asur, also Lomi Olao. It's an Isa Kores, but it's not an Isa Arayas. It's not an Isa Arayas. This is what the Pnei Yeshua. But then he mentions, he doesn't mention the Chinuch, the Shalas Yitzhuvah Pnei Yeshua, but he mentions the Rashi in Sanhedrin. The Rashi in Sanhedrin has reference not to Yoigal Yaveh, but the Aloche of Redi. So there's Aloche of Nitnu Atzilu B'Nafshe. So that applies to Shvichas Domim and to Gil Arayis. Let's say Redi V'Chanaram Ros Olyons. So it's the Aloche is Nitnu Atzilu B'Nafshe. You're allowed to kill the Redi in order to be Matzil Naram Ros. So from Rashi's Roshnitz Mashma in Sanhedrin, that if somebody would be ready, if let's say a Charish de Yido, let me say so. Love your Leo, so it's not Nitnu Atzilu B'Nafshe. Rashi says only Naram Roso or Arayas, where the Vlad is a Mamza, where Kedushin is not Eves and the Vlad is a Mamza. But if let's say Kedushin is Eves, then it's not Nitnu Atzilu B'Nafshe. Now both the Aloche of Nitnu Atzilu B'Nafshe and the Aloche of Yoigal Yaveh depend. Both depend upon the Isser of Arayas. So just as it appears from Rashi, Ligabe Nitnu Atzilu B'Nafshe, that it doesn't apply to Nido, because Nido is not an Isser of Arayas. It's an Isser Kores, Lovi al Nido. So the same thing is true of Yoigal Yaveh. Yoigal Yaveh. And the same kind of tshuva appears in Davin Ezer. And there he also mentions the Machlekes as well. So he mentions Bes Yosef and he mentions other poskim. So it seems that there is a Machlekes Rishayim, Machlekes Aposkim, and that the whether and the Isa Nido even Lovi Alish Nido, whether it's Yoigal Yaveh. So anyway, the Bes Yosef Shita is that the Isa Nido is Yoigal Yaveh. The Shita of the Chinuch is not Yoigal Yaveh. But we have to understand this Bes Yosef. How does the Bes Yosef say that according to the Rambam, it's possible to say that it's a Bezraya Darayis, assuming that Nido is Yoigal Yaveh, but according to the Rambam, only Derech Taivo it's Osam Darayis. But this is not Derech Taivo, how could it be Osam Darayis? I think that the Pshat in Bes Yosef is not that the Bes Yosef assumed that according to Rambam, so Kiruv Posor is Oseh, with the Raise, even if it's not the Rechtaiva. The Rambam says, before to the contrary, he says, Nashik Achise Agdeo. I mean, so he says so, it's only my Setipshin, but it's not. And then, if it's also with the Raise, so then it should be Oseh for a father to kiss his daughter too. And then the Rambam says, in craving la rayas klal, in oshim klal, chutz avli bitei, and abeni mime. That's all. Nothing else. So, monefshech, if it's also the raise, we shall either have time, so it should be allowed the raise. For a son to kiss his mother, for a father to kiss his daughter, I mean, no one, the Rambam says that it's muter. It's muter. Alright, so, so, of course, and the Rambam says, the rachtaim. But there is a locher of Abisrael the Arayis. And we see from the Chidushi Aran in Sanhedrin that the locher of Abisrael the Arayis can apply even to something that is only Osam Rabbah. Now you ask, how is it possible to say Abisrael the Arayis something that is only Osam Rabbah? But if Midrayisi it's not in Moser, if Midrayisi it's not in Moser, so how can he be Misanefesh himself? The answer is yes. Kiyam yad chachomim lakadolam nateira b'shev al taise. B'shev al taise. So we do find an Indian of yom bal yaveir when it's only with rabbanon. How about the Gemara in Sanhedrin when the Gemara says ma'ase bo demechot shenos nino b'isha ve'omru arifim ein li rifuah ad shedivoy alei omru chachomim yomus val tivoy alei ein li rifuah ad she elo shetamid lifonu varumo. So the Gemara says yomus val tamid lifonu varumo. So the Gemara says, Yomus Valtisapirim Machiri Ageder. So the Gemara says, so one Mandoma says that she was an Ishishish. One Mandoma says she was a Pnuyo. So the Gemara says, asks, Bishlo Mandoma, that's an Ishishish, we understand. But Mandoma Pnuyo, Michael High? So the Gemara says, it's a special takone. Either because Shalom Yehibni Sisroel put his barayas, or Kedei Shalom Yehibni Sisroel Hefka. In other words, it will not be Hefker, just someone in Baltaive, so he'll say he wants to have an erotic experience with a Jewish girl, so because of that, we'll tell her, I mean, that she should have an erotic experience with him. So the Chachomim were Mechayevim, Lomus, Valtisapirim, and Achir Agena. So why? But after all, if Midrayisi, it's not Osir, so he's not allowed to be Misalefesh himself. The answer is, because true, it's Osir, for a person to submit himself to death, if he can avoid it, yishom lechol shmei nafshecho. But that's only b'sheval taise. So yesh kiyav yad chachomim la'akadovim la'teiro b'sheval taise. So the chachomim woreike the iser of being machnis himself is akone because of shalom yibnis Yisroel puts his barayis, or because shalom yibnis Yisroel hefker nisal hefker. So the chidushi aram raises the question. So he raises the question here. The Gemara only asks, Bishlim Mandoma, Bishlim Mandoma, Ishishin Shab, El Mandoma Pnuyo. So why did the Chachamim say Yomus? So the question is, even if we say that she was an Ishishish, so Bishlim, the Psak by the Chachamim, that Yomus Valti Voilei, we understand. But Yomus Valti Saparim Machir Agedea, so even if an Ishishish, what kind of a rayas is it? So why does the Gemara say that it's not difficult? And the Gemara says that we have to resort to the explanation of Bnei Yisrael Hefker only Alim Mandoma Pnuy. So the Ram explains it as follows. He says, if we say that the Ram and Piesel, if we say that she was an Ishishish, so of course, so then Midraise, so it's only Yoribal Yaveir if it's a case of Nivale, so then it's Yoy Malyame. But if it's a case of the Safarim Machir Agedea, so Midraise it's not Yoy Malyame. But if she's an Ishishish, so Mela there is Aloche of Abizrai Darayes, so even if something is only Osam Rabbonon, it could also be considered as Abizrai Darayes. But if it knew Yo, so even if Nivalesle, it's not Arayes, so why did Chachomim say, Yomus Valti Boyle, Yomus Valti Saparim Achir Agedea? So the Gemara says, because because of a special gzeira, surely Bnei Yisrael puts it by, so because surely Bnei Yisrael have gear. So it appears from the Ran and from Geyesev that even if something is only Osam Rabbonon, so there could be a loche of Yoiva Yaver on the basis of Abizrael Arais. And you cannot say, if it's only Osam Rabbonon, how is it child to say, Yomus, it's also an Isad Araise, to be Mesa Nefesh oneself for nothing? It's an Isad Araise. The answer is, Yesh Keyaviat Chachom Lachadom Matir Abishim Al Taise. So when one passively submits himself to death, because of Miseras Nefesh, so the Chachomim have a Keyach to be Eker Yisar of Hisham Lachosh Menaf Shechom Bishem Al Taise. Bishem Al Taise. So Mele, this is what the Bes Yosef also knew, that according to the Rambam, Kiruv Boso Shalui Derech Taive is not Tosa Mederaise. Is not Tosa Mederaise. When is it Tosa Mederaise? Only if it's Derech Taive. But he says as follows. The Rambam, we could say, there is no Hechach that according to the Rambam, there is no hechach. He doesn't say that according to the Rambam it's not like that. He says there is no hechach that according to the Rambam must agree with the Rambam's thing. Because it's possible to argue that the Rambam, Lishitoseyu, says that Kiru Boso, even the Rechtaive is not Osam Derais. Some Mele, there is no Yor Layam. Mashayin, can you call it the Rambam? That Kiru Boso, the Rechtaive is Osam Derais. And then it will be Abizrai Darais in the Raise, if it will be the Rechtaive. So to be Abizrai Darais, Midraise, so Mele, even if it's not the Rechtaive, but with the Rabbanon it's awesome. Why is it awesome with the Rabbanon? Because by Baal Bishtenido, it's conducive to Adlam. Let's say, if it's not his wife, another doctor, so it's in a poshut. Poshut sharif in Yisroel, in Mash Mishmad, in Fiction Isho, Avro Yishishi, Sivetz Kichovim, Avro Pishi Yishrif Machir, in Kichovim, the crazy place he says, I mean that the doctor, even though there is another doctor available, a doctor a goy, so he's allowed to examine the Mekimis HaMechusim in a woman in Shishish, there is no Shaila. So the only problem arises in connection with one's own wife. Why? Because of the fact that Libi Gazbo, so the Chachomim, so it's conducive to Erudom. So Mele, he says, vis-a-vis own wife, according to the Rambam, that Kiru Boso Derech Taide, is an Iser of Arayes, with Raise Abisraed Arayes. So maybe we could argue that even Shaloi Derech Taive, it would be Abizrael Darayis mit Rabbonon. And if it becomes Abizrael Darayis mit Rabbonon, then there could be Yod Vayav mit Rabbonon. So maybe there is no Hecher. But he doesn't mean the Shach, that even Shaloi Derech Taive, according to the Rambam, it was Abizrael. The Rambam says with Eresh, that Shaloi Derech Taive, it's not also Abizrael. But it means, according to the Rambam, that even Derech Taive, it's not also Abizrael. So Mele, no Kiruv Boso without Bia could be considered even with Rabbonon Abizrael Darayis. Mashayin can according to the Rambam that Kiruv Boso Derech Taive is Osea Midraise. So Mele, Midraise it's Abizrael Darayis. So Mele, even Shaloi Derech Taive, he could say, not that he says, so he could say that even Shaloi Derech Taive, it would be Abizrael Darayis with Rabbonon. This is what he says. So there is no hechad. But la haloche, he passes that only if the chiv sheim is akone. So then the bailo reife is also mashish la'adefek. But if the chiv sheim is akone, so he passes even according to the Rambam, so he's mutal mashish la'adefek. All right, I thought that we'll be able to go over there. All right, so tomorrow we'll go. Now you have to, if you didn't go over these two plat of gemara, it was difficult to understand Simen Kuf Tzalif Vav. Now, from Daf Samaches Omed Alef, the Mishneh, Nido Shepotko Atzmo Yom Shvi Shachris, up to Daf Samach Tes, up to Eini, Samach Tes Omed Alef, the second big line, up to it, from the Mishneh of Nida Shebotka Atzmo, together with the Teisves, of Umruloi Harizu Becheskastare, and you should also go over Dafnun Gimel. Nun Gimel, the Gemore. The Gemore. That starts Dafnun Beis on the base, the third line, from the end of the Ometon Rabbono Arei Kesem, up to the end of Nun Gimel Amadav. And you should take notice of the taste of the Rashi at the end of Nun Gimel Amadav. Loitehei. The sixth line from the end of the Amid. Loitehei Bechaz Kastume. And also the taste is the two terutz in the taste is Tach Nun Gimel Amadav Umayu Unido Shalom Yifrish. שבות כעצמו עם שביל שחריס ומוצו תאירו איבי נידו was בדקס herself on the seventh day. I mean, this does not deal דווקא with the Izobe daily, with Karn Zayin Ki in Nida, not Izobe prior to the Takone of בני סיסרוי לחמיר על עצמו. So in Nida שבות כעצמו עם שביל שחריס. And the seventh day, Nido also has to count 7 days. It doesn't have to be 7 queen days, but it has to be 7 days. And Midraise, suppose Nido, she counted 7 days, and then she went tefillah on the night of the eighth, and then the next morning she saw down, so she's Ishmeres Yeh, so she has to count 1 queen day. So Nido shebot ka'atzmo yim shvi shachas u'motzoteyo, and she found herself clean in the morning of the seventh day. Ubinashmoshes lo yifriso. Binashmoshes lo yifriso. Binashmoshes, so the Berek Abai says, the whole, it means, after Minchektan. Minchektan is shtei shoyis umechzo, before Shkin. In the next day, it is 3:30. So, ubinashmoshes lo yifriso. Ulaacha yomim botko umotzo meyo. And then, she didn't make any bdike, let's say, before Shkir, Ulacha Yomi. And then, after a number of days, she was bidekes herself again, Umotzot Meyo, Harei Becheskastei. Even though she didn't make a bdike before Shkir on the seventh day, she only made a bdike in the morning of Shachris. In the morning of Shachris, and then after a few days, she made a dik and found herself tmeo. So we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe she saw down the next day on the evening, because since the dik on the seventh day was clean, so memele she is becheskas teo. Even though the dik on the seventh day took place in the morning, not before shki, not in the afternoon. And it's mashma from the Loshna Mishneh, and some say it explicitly. Since the Mishneh says Nido shebot ka'atzmo yim shvi shachris umotzoteyo, only in the morning of the seventh day. But suppose she made a bdike in the night of the seventh day, and she didn't make any other bdike. And then 2 days later, she makes a bdike and finds herself tmeo. So then she is not becheskas teyo. Only if the bdike was made already in the daylight part of the day, even though it was in the morning, but not if the bdike took place in the night of the seventh day, and motzosoteo, and then she didn't make any other bdike in the daytime, and then lacha yomim botko motzotmeo, so she's not becheskasteo, but only if the bdike was bishachas. All right. Suppose she made a dike on the seventh day in the morning and found herself unclean. Now here we have a big chiddush. I mean, we couldn't say it if the Mishnah didn't say it. There is a very big chiddush here. The Mishnah is dealing with a needle. Now the Ramban says that, I mean, this is the Mitzias, that the reason is to why Yudalef Yem Shebenidol in Edom. That's the Ziva, that's Halacha Mishim Sinai, but it's based upon the Mitzias, the Ramban explains it. Because the Torah itself calls the Yimei Ziva Loyes Nidoso. In other words, it's not a natural thing for a woman to sit down after the 7 days of her Nidus. So Mele, one could argue if the Mishnah didn't say, Botko atzmo b'yim shvi shachris u'motzot meyo u'bin ha'shmoshes lo yifris u'l'achaz man botko u'motzot teiro harei ze b'cheskas tveyo. So one could argue, if the Mishnah didn't say it, in view of the fact that in the Yudalef Yei it's lo yis nidoso, so that's not the usual thing for a woman to bleed more than 7 days. If she does have the menstrual flow, so then she can bleed for 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, but not for 8 days. V'horaye, the 8th day is already the first day of the Yudalef Yei. That means it's already below Yis Nidoso. So it's not the usual thing for a woman to bleed more than 7 days. So Mele, if the Mishnah didn't tell us that, then one could argue that even if Botka Atzmo B'yim Shvi Shachris U'motzot Meyo U'bin Hashmoshes Lo Yifriso U'lach Hazman, let's say, and then on the 9th day she finds herself a Tehiro. So why should we say that she was Tmeyo on the 8th day too? Meir HaTeisi, on the 9th day she is Tehiro, but on the 7th day in the morning she was Tmeyo. On the 7th day, because that's part and parcel of the routine of the average woman, to bleed for 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, but it's not part and parcel of the routine of the average woman to bleed for 8 days. If she bleeds for 8 days, then it's already below Yis Nidos. But still, the Mishnah says no. Botka Atzmo Yim Shvi Shachris U'motzot Meyo U'bein Hashmoshes Lo Yifriso. Why? Because there is a law of cheskas isa. Now we learned. At the beginning of the year, the teisves that beis in Gittin, eidachon and bisum. So teisves says tikashe. So it seems the Torah says misofralo. So enido is the menace to say that she stay or that she stopped bleeding. So let us learn out from that, let us deduce from that, that even that Nidechot as Nemones, even Bimokim is Chazek Isurei, and not Biode. That's this is Kashi. So Tesis gives the Teretz, Eino Biches Kashi Tehireye Kol Shom. Eino Biches Kashi Tehireye Kol Shom. In other words, because she is destined to stop bleeding, so Mele, it's not considered his Chazek Isurei. So if it's not considered his Hazik Isurei, why does the Mishnah say why? Because she's destined to stop bleeding. So Mele, why does the Mishnah say here, Botka Atzel B'yim Shvi Shachris U'motzot Meyo U'bin Hashmoshes Lo Yifriso U'lachaz Man Botka U'motzot Teiro Arizu B'cheskast Meyo? Why B'cheskast Meyo? Right now she made a B'dike on the 9th or the 10th and she found herself clean. But on the 7th she found herself unclean. Why should we say misofik? Of course, it doesn't mean bivada. So in other words, that misofik, maybe she was unclean on the 8th, and maybe, why should we say that she was unclean on the 8th just because she was unclean on the 7th? But it's not considered ischazik isoy. The answer is, Teisves, only Teisves kashi was that we should deduce from misofik halol atzmo that and dechodes nemones even in the case where he testifies against this Chazak Yisurah, against Chazak, where there is the Biror of Chazak. Where there is the Biror of Chazak. So, let's say, if Nidechot will testify that the crop, let's say, that the crop, Reuven, will testify that Shimon's crop of Truye, so Maisres was taken off. So that's Nabai in the Gemara Yivons. Whether Nidechot is Nemon or is not Nemon. Is not Nemon. If he testifies about his own crop, if Reuven testifies, so then it's Biyode, so even though it's Israelic, so he certainly has Nemon. But suppose Reuven will testify as to the crop of Shimon. So it's Ischazik Yisurei because it was Hurzak's temple. But he says, Shimon took off Maisras. So that's not Abai. So it's Abai. And the Gemara is not patient in Yevomis, that Abai. So Tesis Kashi is, why can the Gemara deduce from the Sofralo? Just as the issue is Nemenes over there, even though she it was Ischazik Yisurei, she already saw Dam, and she says she stopped. So here too, so Tezik the Teres, no, it's not Ischazik Yisurei, because she is destined to stop bleeding. So Amon Efshech, if it's not considered Ischazik Yisurei, why does the Mishnah say, Lachazman Botko Mozatila Arizim Cheskes Tmeyo? But why? Because on the seventh day, she found herself unclean, but it's not considered Ischazik Yisurei. The answer is, the Gemara Sabaye Yivomes is in regard to the question as to whether Nidechot has Nemones, when he testifies against the Biro of Chazak, let's say, where he says that when Reuven testified, Shimon was took off Maisres from his crop. So, without his testimony, we should say, since the crop originally was Tevel, that this status quo of Tevel continues. But here, the Idecho testifies against the otherwise Biro of Chazak and Mikor. So, that's the buyer, whether he has Nemones or not. Mashein kein by Nido, since she is destined to stop bleeding by herself. So Mimele, there is no Biro of Chazoki. But, as I mentioned many times, there are two halachas of Chazoki. Chazoki can be a Mivare, but even when there is a Reyese, a big Reyese, and that negates the Biro of Chazoki, the Mikore, but still there is a Din Chazoki. There is a halach of Chazoki. So Mimele, in this case, not because of the biru of Chazak and Mikor. So that Teisa says, no, that the fact that she saw Dam, that Mayono was Posuach, so he doesn't establish a biru of Chazak, but it's still a din of Chazak. So because she became an Edo. So Mele, the Mishnah says, what Ratzmo beim Shvi Shachis and Motzot Meyo, then the Mishnah continues and says, now, this has reference to the Reisha, the first case, not the second case. The first case tells us of the situation where she was botko yim shvi shachis umotzateiro. And then lacha yalmim botko umotzot meyo. So Ari Becheskasteiro, so Becheskasteiro with Bayo and everything. But Ligabi Tyres, so there is a Chumra of Tyres that with Rabbonon she is mitamei all the Tyres that she handled within the Misres prior, within the 24 hours prior. Alright. So this is, that so Rashi says, Ari Shekoi, Dikton Achayom in Botko Motot Meyo mitam Misres or Yezu. Because the second case of the Mishneh, so it's not shayach to say mitame meisleis over there. So misofik shis meyo midereise, not only meisleis, but all the time. All right. So the mitame meisleis in Gidol Bikibo has reference to the reisha, the first case. So in the Mishneh says arize becheskasteiro, that's ligabe bayro, ligabe chum, but ligabe tares. So it says mitame mafreya that when all the tares handled within the 24 hours. Vim Yishlo Beset, so Dayoshal. But suppose she's Botko Atzmo Yim Shvi Shachri, so Motzot Sotero. Menash Moshe Zvoy Yifri, so Lach Hayomim Botko Motzot Meyo. And Lach Hayomim, when she was Bidekes herself, it was her Yim HaBeset, and found herself. So then she's not Mitamei. They're all the Tyra she handled within the 24 hours prior. All right. Rebu Dei may call Reb Yudeh is machmir. And Reb Yudeh says that even the first case, where bot katzim shvi shach is mozosotero, who binash moshes lo yifriso, and then lachayomim bot ku mozot meyo, so she is not becheskastero, unless she was bidekes binash moshes. But if she was only bidekes in the morning of the seventh day and in the afternoon, she was not bidekes, even though in the morning the bdike was teiro, and then after a few days she bidekes and found herself unclean, so she is becheskas meyo. What's the difference between a bdike being made in the morning of the seventh day or in the bdike being made in the late afternoon of the seventh day? The answer is this: when a woman has the period, she's not a shifas. The Gemara mentions an example of shifas, but that's not the usual routine. So when a woman has a flow, so the first day she has the flow, she'll have a flow, and then she'll stop, and then she'll again have a discharge. So the melee sins. So if the bdike, so Rabbi Yudah says, if the bdike was made in the seventh day in the morning, and then in the late afternoon she didn't make any bdike, so it's no raya that she stopped bleeding. Because every day, a woman, let's say if a woman has a flow for 3 days in succession, so it doesn't mean that she shvas for 3 days, it means she has a discharge, she stops, again she has a discharge. So Mele, if, let's say, she made a bdike in the late afternoon and found herself clean, so it's a raya that she stopped bleeding. But if she made a bdike early in the seventh day, so then there is a possibility that later on she had a discharge, just as in the previous days, the first day when she started to bleed. So she had a discharge, she stopped, and then again she started to bleed. So maybe the same thing happened to her on the seventh day. But if she made a bdike in the late afternoon and found herself clean, and then after a few days she made a bdike and found herself male, so then even Rabbi Yudeh is made that she is stable. Alright. V'chachomim emrim afilu b'shnayim l'nidoso, even the second day. Bot go mozozoteo, mozoteo. U'binashmoshes lo yifriso. U'lachazman bot go mozot meyo. Harim v'chetzkasteo. Now let's see the Rashi. The thesis of Rosh is chelik on Rashi. Rashi says that there are three Tanoim, Tanakame, and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachomim Basroi. Vishorish machlekes bidom. L'tanakame shvi yudim taroso, dlike shachris. Aval shein eloi, Rabbi Yehuda afilu dlike shvi, shachris is lo yitar, rad shetafkis bina shmoshis. Rabbonim Basroi, So according to the Rabbanon Basroye, so even Bisheini, but Berishen, Rashi is mashma, that even Rabbanon Basroye, so in other words, according to Rashi, they are three Tanoim. Tanakame says, only bot katzman im shvi shachis, umotzer sotero. But suppose she was bedekes herself yim shishi. Shishi doesn't make any difference whether it's shachris or binashmoshes or in the late afternoon, because then she's not there, and shishi not only shvi. Then Rabbi Yehuda says even botkat moyim shvi shachris. And after that, if a few days she makes it, they can find herself mayo, so she's not becheskasteo. So Rabbi is the biggest machna. And then, they are more makil, certainly than Rabbi Yehuda, and even than Tanakam. They say, even if Botko Atzmo, Yemsheini Shachris, Sumatosoteiro, and then she didn't make any more bdikis. She didn't make any more bdikis. So then, and if the number of days she finds herself, she makes a bdikis, she finds herself mayor, so she's not mayor in affair. So we say, now she became mayor. Now she became. But if the first day, so even the Chachomim Basroi, even the Chachomim Basroi would say that that she's not Bechaskasteo, only Yemshei. Why? There is a difference, we can understand the difference between Yemsheini and Yemrishin. Because Yemrishin, that's the first day that she started to have the flow. So even though after that, so she was Bidekes and found herself clean, but it's very, very likely, I mean, that after that, she again had a discharge, since it's the first day of the flow. But in the second day, if she found herself clean, shachri, so then we say the flow stopped already. Alright. So, shomrish machine in the double, tanakam ishvi, mitarasa, vilishachis al shim eloi, uradida afiru tikishvi, shachis al mitarasa, chitafri, nashmoshes, urabon vasroi afiru mishim. Itma, ravo mazove vada, vilio mazove sofi, ahei leima, reishe, areishe, that the machloki between Rav and Levi is in regard to the ishe of bot ratzmon ishvi shachri, so much as a tail. Ulachayon bot kumot as a tmeo. So Rav says she's in Zobe Vada and Levi says in Sofik. Harizu has Castello got on it, so she's neither Zobe Vada nor Zobe Sofik. She's stay on the gamma. El Asay. The second case. In other words, bot ratzmon ishvi shachri, so much as a tmeo. Ulachasman bot kumot as a tail. Sari has Castello. So Rav says she is a Vada, and Levi says Sofik. So Ella says Bishlei me Sofik is Zove Amrinon. Ella is Zove Vada. Name Hari Botko Motzes Teo. So why should Rav say she is Zove Vada in that case? If the Bdike in Yimshvi Shachris was there, so if the Bdike was in the Yimshvi Shachris was male, but then Lachazman was also Teo. So, what kind of a raya brura is it that all this time she was still tmeo? We see now she's tmeo. Maybe the change took place immediately after she finished making a dike. How can she be considered as a vada izob? Something is over, you understand. Elokit, but Rav Levi shmaitze ba'apenafshi. Nido she bot ka'atzmo b'imashvi shach. U'motzoso tmeo. U'binashmo she's lo yifriso. Ulacha yomim bot kol motzosot meyo, when both bdikes showed that she was meyo. So Rav Amar Zove Vada, since Yishvi Shachri she was meyo, and now she is bedekes asal the 11th day, the 12th day, also meyo. So then we say that she has been meyo all the time, not that she stopped bleeding and she was meyo, and then again she had a discharge. And we believe Amar Zove Vada. Rav Omar Zove Vada, I can call him Zet Meyo, Vashim Zet Meyo, Meyo Vada, Leif Omar Sofi Zove, Eima Poske Beinu Ubein. Eima Poske Beinu Ubein. So in other words, and we pass like Rav, that in this case, where both Dikes showed that she was Meyo, so she is Zove Vada. All right. V'chintan Aleil Masnite Acha Yomim Bein Bot Komos Zoteiro, Bein Bot Komos Zet Meyo, Arim Sofi Zove. All right, now, Reb Yudei, Tanya, Omalele Rabbi Yude, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yude, Yomol Yodeo Menoches Bineo Kobinash Moshes Yofatim Achshov Eimarim Silik Yodeo Roaso Malifriso Bitare Bizayin Aminchu Mailo Malifriso Bitairo Berishen. So in other words, Rabbi Yude says that even if Botko Atzmo Yimshvi Shachris, the seventh day, and even if she was Botko Atzmo Yimshvi Shachris, so then Motzoso Teiro, and then Lachazman. So Motzoso Meyo, so she is the Cheskas Meyo, unless she made the Bdike Minamincho Lemayo, Kosher if it's a mitayr unami chol mayu ha'ari, it's a b'cheskas neyo. But Rabbi Yehuda is made. Suppose on the seventh day, in the late afternoon, min amin chol mayu, she makes a bdike and finds herself teyo, then after a number of days, she makes a bdike and finds herself neyo, then she's b'cheskas teyo, so Rabbi Yehuda is also made. So the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, monish, if you, Rabbi Yehuda, had been saying that only in the case where she put the meich, the eight, before Shki, on the seventh day, and she left it for the duration of the Binash Moshes, let's say, for an hour and a half inside, so then after a number of days, she makes a bdike and finds herself meyo, so in such a case you would say teiro, then we could understand. Then you are consistent. Because, so ilmol yodeo menochis b'neo. Yodeo menochis b'neo is a euphemistic expression. It means that it's reference to the case where the woman puts in the piece of cloth inside before she and it stays there till she's a chovim. Then after she's a chovim, so she takes it out. That's called yodeo menochis b'neo. So you know your Delmenach Zbineo Kablash Moshes, if you had applied your memory of Cheskas Teiro only to the case of your Delmenach Zbineo when the aid was inside the whole Benash Moshes period, so then we could understand your Vatain. So then it would be consistent. Achshov, but you say that even if it wasn't the case of your Delmenach Zbineo, even if she didn't leave the piece of cloth, the aid, inside the whole Benash Moshes, but she just made a bdike after 3:30, after minchektan. And then she took it out immediately and found the eight clean. And then after a number of days, she made a bdike and found herself unclean. So in such a case, you also made a shibach eskasteiro. Yachilikamas. So bishleime, we, all right. So we say, even if the bdike had been made on the seventh day in the morning, and then after a number of days, another bdike is made, let's say on the 11th day, 12th day, 13th day, so a bdike is made and she finds herself unclean, so she is b'cheskas teiro. Until this moment, when she finds herself. So we are consistent. But you say in that case, she would not be b'cheskas teiro. But in the case where the bdike was made after 3:30, after mechatane, then she b'cheskas teiro. Monefshach, if you had said that only in the case where the bdike, where the eight stayed inside the whole Binash Moshes, then we can understand. But now you are inconsistent. But Achshol, now that you say that in the case where it's Binash Moshes, Binash Moshes means after Mechatana, after 3:30, and she takes it out immediately. So, and then after a number of days she makes the bdike, she finds herself unclean. So in that case she stays off. What's the difference? Mali, Hifriso b'tayro b'zayu min amincho l'maylo, mali hifriso b'tayro b'rishi. So in other words, so that means that the Chachomim who are arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, they hold that even if the bdike, that is teiro, took place on the first day b'shachris, and then after many days later, she makes out a bdike and finds herself unclean, so she's still b'cheskas teiro, according to Chachomim. So, Berishe Mikel Mandoma, because the Chachomim Basroye here in the Mishnah say, Chachomim Eimrim Afu Bishnayim Limitoso. Only if the Bdike was in Bishachis was made on the second day, but not if it was made on the first day. So, this is Gemara's Kashi. So Gemara answers, Ein, yes. Vatani, Binechusi, Omar Rebbe. שאלתי יש רבי יסי ורב שימן כי שואל מה הולכים בדרך נידו שבודקו עצמו עם זין שחריס ומוצא זו תאירו ובין השמושס לא יפריסו ולך היום עם בודקו מוצא תמי יומר אומר להרים לך זה תאירו שישי, suppose it takes place on the sixth day, חמיש, רבי, שלישי, שני, מי אומר לי so, אומרו לי so רבי יסי רב שימן told רבי לא יש בלי שלא ישאלת I didn't ask him what if she makes the bdike on the first day of her flow. On the shachas. Let's say she got the flow the night of the day. Let's say Sunday night she got the flow. And then Monday morning, she had the flow down. And Monday morning, shachas, she made the bdike, found herself clean. Then she didn't make any bdike. Let's say 15 days later, she makes a bdike and finds herself male. Is she b'cheskas teiro until the moment when she finds herself male or not? So that he didn't ask. He only asked, suppose she makes the bdikah the second day. But the first day, he didn't ask. So, So in other words, because there shouldn't be any difference between the bdikah being made on the sixth day, the fifth day, the fourth day, the third day, the second day, or even the first day. Or to kula lav v'cheskas tumetayme. V'chiv di posak posak, rishe, name kiv di posak posak, u'mikorem ha'isova, hoyu v'huzak mayim posuach. So that's the reason as to why she only asked Rabbi Yisrael Rav Shimon in connection with the tikkun being made the sixth, the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second, not the first. Because at first they assumed that if the tikkun is made on the first, since this is the day on which the Mayon was niftach, so the male, even though she found herself clean, it doesn't mean anything. But then you realize, no, it doesn't make any difference whether the tikkun is made on the second day or on the first. So in other words, so we see that Rebbe Shitte is, that even on the first day. Now, Rashi said that in the Mishnah itself we have three days. So, but the Mishnah doesn't mention the Shitte of Rebbe. So that means on the whole, according to Rashi, we have 4 days. Now, the thesis of Rosh is chilek on the Rashi here in the Mishnah. Rashi says, v'sholosh machleket midomo, tanekam ishviyut mitaroso. So there is a machleik between Tanakam and Rabbonim Basroya too. The thesis of Rosh says the Rabbonim Basroya are only explanatory. They only explain the view of the Tanakam. So in the Mishnah, according to the thesis of Rosh, so there are only 2 days, Tanakam, Rabbonim Basroya, Sainahach, or call it Rabbonim, and Rabbi Yehuda. And then there is another day of Rebbe. So, it seems most Rishonim say that there is a machlekes between Rebbe. There is a machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, so even if the bdikah was made on the second day Shachris, and then another bdikah is made after a number of days, and she finds herself mayor, so she's becheskas teyo. But if the bdikah is made on the first day Shachris, and after a number of days she makes a bdikah find herself unclean, so then she is not becheskas teyo, according to the Rabbanan. And then Rebbe holds, even if the bdikah is made on the first, naturally, if there is a machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rebbe, so we pass like the Rabbanan. However, the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis, he says that Rebbe and the Chachamim is Sainach. Only thing is, the Chachamim didn't spell it out. The Chachamim Emrim Afil Bishnaim Lidos. They only spelled out even the case where the bdikah is made on the second day. Why don't they spell it out? The answer is because it's not likely that a woman who has a period should stop bleeding, should become clean on the first day of the flow, then the flow initiated. But if some mele, usually, if a woman got the flow, let's say Amitzoy Shabbos, so if she'll make a bdikah, the next morning she'll find herself unclean. But it's more likely that a woman who got the flow on Mitzoy Shabbos, if she makes the bdikah Monday morning, she'll find herself clean. But so Dibur HaMishneh behaving. But in the name, if it did happen, she got the initiation of the flow took place Mitzoy Shabbos, and Sunday morning she made a bdikah, found herself clean. If it did happen, and then she made another bdikah after a number of days and found herself unclean, so it's not some chas. There is no machlekes between Rebbe and the Chacham. This is what the Rashbon Tiras Abayis is. And the Perek Abayis, the Roi is Masik Alim. And he goes even one step further. Not only that the Chachomim of the Mishnah say explicitly, by saying Afilu Bishnayim, so they imply, but Borishe, so she's not Becheskas Teyo. But even Rebbe himself doesn't say it Bebrilos. Rebbe only expressed a certain doubt that Borishe Lo Yishalti, Vitoyisi Shelo Yishalti, I could have verified it. You see, I made a mistake, Rebbe says, in not verifying it. But Rebbe, even at the end, held, was more disposed towards the view that there is a distinction between a bdikah liyem sheni and a bdikah liyem rishi. This is what the Berek Abayis. But on that point, so all the other rishonim are chilek on the Berek Abayis. and say Rebbe himself certainly at the end held, he was convinced that Berishe also she's tail. But they do not agree, most Shem do not agree with the Rashbo and the Rasabayis, that the Chachomim also agree with Rebbe. And they hold that there is a machlekes between the Chachomim and Rebbe. Alright, now Omrulei Harei Ubeches Kasteiro, the thesis, Omrul Beis, Vim Teima. Tikshed Rabbi Yisi dehoche dikoma disagel ba'afrose shachis ad Rabbi Yisi diperik bo simen dikoma haru mayo imido shal yifriso bitaro min amichol mayo lo itehi b'ches kastume alme boi afrose min amichol mayo. Here Rabbi Yisi says that the tikshed b'shachis and teiro is enough to determine that the flow stopped and even left. Even though after a number of days she makes it, she can find herself male. So you only say, only at that moment she becomes male. But she is but this is what Rabbi Yisi says here. What Rabbi Yisi in Perek Bo Simen says, "Umayel and Nido shall yifris obitayim namichol mayel and teibach haskastume." Alma boy afrosim namichol mayel. So over there, Rabbi Yisi uses an expression which indicates that according to him, only a bdika teheiro in the late afternoon after minchatane determines that the flow stopped. But a bdika teheiro in the early morning does not determine even on the seventh day. So we see here a big chiddush this. V'yeshleima, the horse mayre kishi friso b'yeim shero asoboy shachis. Avo hoche mayre b'botko shachis u'motzo toir. Botko shachis u'motzo toir. So Teisve says, now, we see that Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shimon, the Chachomim Basroi, distinguish between Botko Atzmo Shachris Yimrishim, or Botko Atzmo Shachris Motzoteiro Bim Sheli Yim Shlishi Yim Revi Yim Chamishi Yim Shishi Yim Shli. But Yimrishim is distinguished from the other days. So Mimele, wow, so it's not a distinction between the first day of the flow and the second day of the flow per se. Yom Rishen, so she's not Bechaskas Teiro, because Yom Rishen necessarily means that it's the same day when the flow initiated. What does Yom Rishen mean? The first day of what? Of the flow. So in other words, if it is the first day that the flow started, and then he made a bdike, Shachris, in the first day that the flow started, and found herself clean, so it doesn't determine that the flow stopped already for good, because in view of the fact that on this day she had the rias down, so it's not because the flow started this day, because on the first day then she necessarily had a rias down on the same day, otherwise it wouldn't be the first day. So but on the second day it's possible that she didn't have any rias dam on the second day. Let's say, suppose the rias dam took place at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. That was the first. That is the initial day. The flow started. The flow started at 6 o'clock in the morning, very early on Sunday morning, and then 9 o'clock she makes it decay. She makes it decay, and she finds herself clean. So we say the reason as to why Biyim Rishim. So she is not Mechaskas Teiro, because since the same day at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday she had the rias dam, so she was already huziko that day. So even though the second decay at 9 o'clock turned out to be Teiro, so Mele doesn't determine that the flow stopped, inasmuch as on the same day there was already a rias dam. So, but on the second day, when Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon say, Chachon Basroi, that if Bot Katzma Bishachis on the second day, let's say on Monday, and Motzoso Teiro, so then she is Bechatzkas Teiro, they have witnessed in a case where she didn't see any dam on the Monday day in the morning, at 6 o'clock, or at any time in this Monday day. So, But at 9 o'clock on Monday, she made a dig and found herself clean. So Mameli determines that the flow stopped. But suppose she had the Rias Dam on Sunday at 6 o'clock. And then on Monday at 6 o'clock in the morning, she also had the Rias Dam. And then she made a bdike at 9 o'clock on Monday and found herself clean, so it would be like Botka Atzma B'Yimrishim. Yimrishim doesn't mean Yimrishim the first day of the flow. Yimrishim means the same day on which she had a Rias Dam. So when do we say? And we say Yimsheni. So Yimsheni means, because Yimsheni, it's very likely that she didn't even have a Rias Dam on the Yimsheni. But if she had a Rias Dam on Yimsheni, then it's like Yimrishim. This is what Tesis said. So when does Rabbi Yisi say, so even vis-à-vis the seventh day, Rabbi Yisi requires afrosim in aminchol mailo. That means if on the seventh day at 6 o'clock in the morning she had a Rias Dam, the flow initiated Sunday, but on the seventh day at 6 o'clock in the morning she still had the flow areas down. But then at 9 o'clock on the seventh day she made a bdike and she was stale. So in such a case, and then she didn't make a bdike in the late afternoon, so then Rabbi Yisi would say she's not becheska stale, because if on the seventh day in the morning she had one Rias Dam, and then 2 hours later she made a bdike in the also in the morning and found herself clean, so then it's considered like Yimrishim. The reason is why Yimrishim is more chomor according to Rabbanan Basroye is because a Yimrishim, so necessarily she had the Rias Dam on the same day. But if the same thing will happen on the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and even the seventh, so then even Rabbi Yisi will agree that the only thing that can determine that the flow stop is a bdike. This is the issue. All right. Because dim king ki pachinu Rabbi Yude ilu yodel bin Afshmoses leim Rabbi Yisrael in Afshay. So why does Rabbi Yisrael? Why do Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon argue against Rabbi Yude? They should raise the same argument against themselves. They say to Rabbi Yude, you're not consistent. If you, Rabbi Yude, had said that the only thing that determines that the flow stopped for good is a bdike, that's an aid that stays inside the whole B'nash Moshes, then you would be consistent. But you say, even if the aid doesn't stay inside the whole B'nash Moshes, just puts it in for a second after Minche and takes it out, so that also establishes that the flow is stopped. So you're not consistent, they say to Rabbi Yude. So a bdike for a moment early in the morning should also establish that the flow stopped. Why don't they raise the same argument against themselves, that they themselves are not consistent? Because in regard to the case where on the seventh day she had one rie stop at 6 o'clock, and then she made a bdike and it was clean at 9 o'clock. So Rabbi Yisi himself concedes to Rabbi Yude that only a bdike toiro after minche would establish that the flow is stopped. So they should say to themselves, we're not consistent. Monefshach. Just as a bdike early in the morning does not establish conclusively that the flow is stopped, so a bdike after minche does not establish either. Only if the aid is kept, the whole B'nash Moshes, why don't they mention the same argument against themselves? Because the Mkeki Bachinu Rabbi Yude Yodeh Ben Kol Shoshes Lehim Rabbi Yisrael Nafchi Lehim Ami Matzach Afrosh Na Michal Mayel Bin Yitzel Bin Yitzel Oaso Umar Mayel Likub Zeh Shemu Yim Silik Yodeh Oroaso. As long as it's not kept the whole B'nash Moshes, so we have no conclusive proof that the flow stopped. V'yesh Lehim Adle Nafchi Lo Yikosh Yichin Dio Zikori Yashachiz Dinu Laf Latzrich Afrosh Na Michal Mayel Belo Yichumre Elo Min Adin.
Even if Rabbi Yude
אלא בבוט ועצמו. ומוצא תאירו ומעצריך הפרושי, גם מסיף עליהם. הוי לא לאחר מלגים סופיק, שמו עם סילק יודעו רעשו. So in other words, they themselves are not inconsistent. Because they only say that a dike shachris does not establish Eve on the same day she was whimsical to see that. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if on that day she was not whimsical to see that, even if on the seventh day, so she didn't see any dam early in the morning at 6 o'clock, and she just made one b'dik in the morning on the seventh day, and it was tehor, and she didn't see any dam on the seventh day before this b'dik. So even in a case where she does not have the reyesa of seeing dam that same day. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the b'dik tehor b'shachris does not establish that the fact that the flow stopped. So why should a b'dike after mincha establish? But as far as we are concerned, so we are not inconsistent, because we only say that a b'dike shachris does not determine that the flow stopped if the b'dike teiro b'shachris was preceded by a riyat dam. So maybe we say, since at 6 o'clock she had a flow of dam, so even though at 9 o'clock she did not have any dam, so maybe because that's the derechov, that's the routine of women. As long as the flow didn't stop, so there is a pause. She has a discharge. She doesn't have a discharge, and again she has a discharge. So mashein kei, but if the b'dikah.